You little faggot, get in here. Come on, do up the back of my dress. Come on. I am trying to get ready for the hottest date. Oh, you want to hear about it, do you? I bet you do, you worthless faggot. Okay, fine. I'm going out tonight, and I am going to get railed. Surprised? Of course you're not. You're used to this by now. But tonight's going to be special. Why is that? Because Jamal's bringing over some of his friends. And they're all going to take turns fucking me. What? Of course they're black. You think I wouldn't let anyone except a nice big black cock get inside me now? God, can you remember what it was like a year ago when you came to me with your fetish? And you said, please, honey, I want you to fuck other men. And I said, what? But I'm so glad you did, baby. I'm so glad you did, because after years of being unsatisfied by that cock of yours, yeah, it's, well, it just doesn't get the job done anymore, does it? Not that it ever did. And you remember how shy I was. How I said I couldn't possibly do that. How you were all I wanted, and of course, your cock was perfectly fine. But it was a lie. We both knew it was a lie. And I'm so glad you pushed me to finally admit that that tiny shrimp dick of yours was not enough for me. That I am a queen. And I deserve a real fucking cock. And it took me a while to realize that the only way I was going to be truly satisfied was to find myself a wonderful black man. Oh, and Jamal is so wonderful, so tender. The way he makes love to me. He makes me ache in places that I could never imagine before. I mean, certainly not with you. I mean, God, it's like as soon as he enters me with that big, thick dick of his. It's so good. The way he says, I love your tight pussy. And I tell him that I love the way he fills it up. And how I come almost immediately as soon as he enters me. I mean, once I had that, I knew. I knew I would never be satisfied by you. And by your rather inadequate little cock again. Oh, don't pout, faggot. You know. You've known all along. You knew before I did. That this is what I need. That this is who I am. That in order to be satisfied and happy, I need a real man with a real cock. And so over the past year, I mean, it started off so sweetly, didn't it? You know, I had a date here and there with a man, and then I met Jamal, and it was just like magic. I mean, he had me begging for that big black cock of his. And you remember how I sometimes used to record us fucking? Yes. Oh, so good. You know, and I used to be so reserved and proper and such a good little wife to you. And now, now I'm happy. Now I am truly happy. Because I know what it is to be fucked by a real man, not some whiny faggot prick. And over the course of the year, Jamal has opened my eyes to so much. You know, I let him do anything he wants to me. I do anything for him. I am his slut. Your queen, his slut. And I'll do anything. I try to deep throat that big black cock. Yeah, and I let him come on me anywhere he wants. Anywhere. Even inside me. I guess I haven't told you that yet, but he's been coming inside me for months. Filling me up with that hot cum. So many nights I've been thinking about how I wanted to come home and have you lick his hot cum dripping from my pussy, but no, I always went and showered because I didn't want to hurt your feelings. Well, tonight's going to be different. Tonight I'm going to come home and you're going to lick out not only his cum, but anybody else of his friends that he wants to have fuck me. You know why? Because I will do anything, anything to keep having that cock. Because I am finally satisfied. And do you understand that? Do you know what it's like to go years and years and years and feel just so unsatisfied? That was me every time we had sex with your pathetic little cock. I needed something more. And now I have it. And I'll do anything, anything to keep it. I can't go back to your shrimp dick. To that little pencil dick. To that little roll of pennies you keep in your pants. Oh, not when I've had such a big, thick cock in my mouth and stretching my pussy wide. And you know, honey, I know we've talked about having a baby, but we don't have to talk about it anymore. It's happening. I'm already pregnant now. Why do you think I've been letting him come inside me? It's because I want to have his baby. I needed a real man to knock me up. A real man with a real cock. And he did. That's right, baby. I'm going to have Jamal's baby. Oh, and I'm so excited. I can't wait to be pregnant for him. And I'm still going to let him fuck me while I'm pregnant. Because no matter what, I just have to have that cock. I'm addicted to it. You know, and somehow you knew all along that this is what I need. This is what I needed to be fulfilled sexually by a man with a big cock, a man who can fuck for hours, leave my pussy raw and aching and dripping. Yeah. I'm going to have such a good time tonight. Don't wait up, baby. I'll wake you up when I get home. That way you can drink all this cum out of me. Faggot.